Attorney Nina R. Hixon is a former juvenile court judge. She's chair of the Legislative Issues and Public Affairs Committee with the Buckhead Cascade City, Georgia chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. We've spoken with them before. Judge Hixon joins us again this morning. Good morning, and thanks for taking the time.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
You guys have a big event coming up at the state capitol next week. You're gathering at the Capitol to rally for the protection of Georgia's women and children. Can you tell me what that event is going to be like?
I can. I'm excited to report that more than 100 members of the Lynx Incorporated, and these are members from throughout the state of Georgia, will be gathering on Tuesday, February 17th. to inform and educate the public, but also to advocate on behalf of measures that the legislature is considering that will result in the protection of women and children here in the state of Georgia. This is an annual event that we have, which allows our members an opportunity to become informed about the issues, but also to meet with their legislators and make them aware of their positions on various issues.
Well, for better or worse, various issues regarding women and children are top of the mind in the news. Domestic violence issues, human sexual trafficking issues, children and how and when and where they're being properly protected. The Lynx is actively involved across the state in the I Am Rachel movement. Could you tell us what the I Am Rachel movement is and how this can play out at the legislative level?
The I Am Rachel movement is the movement which is supporting this year, specifically Senate Bill number 8 and Senate Resolution 7. And these are measures which would provide funding for services for children who have been victimized through the human sex trafficking crime. We in Georgia have been at the forefront of addressing this issue and have good legislation, but there's still a lot of work to do. And just so you know, Rachel, who has allowed her name to be associated with this legislation, is a young woman who is a survivor, frankly, of sex trafficking and who has received treatment services through the Living Water for Girls organization with whom we have worked, and who has allowed her name and her story to be used to put a real face on this issue of child sex trafficking. While Atlanta has become known as a hub, the fact is that this is a problem that exists not just in the metro Atlanta area, but exists all over the state of Georgia and actually throughout the country. And so the Lynx are working with other child-serving organizations and other advocates to ask for the passage of the legislation, which will provide a source of funding to provide the services that are needed to treat these young women.
We're talking this morning on the WCLK Public Affairs block with Nina R. Hixon. She's a former juvenile court judge, and she also works with the Buckhead Cascade City, Georgia chapter of the Lynx. They're having their rally at the Capitol on Tuesday, February the 17th, the Sloppy Floyd building, to rally for these issues and get some legislative action going as well. It's interesting to me also, Judge Hicks, there are some things here in terms of violence against women, in terms of legislation making it harder to harass people in Georgia. Could you talk just a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We are also supporting legislation which is being produced to try to update our Georgia statutes right now. Although, you know, as fast as the electronic media has evolved, our laws have not kept up with those changes. And so currently, if a person who has been harassing an individual harasses them through email or Facebook or anything along those lines, there is not a state statute which allows the prosecution of that person. Our current state law only allows for harassment if it's done by the telephone. And given that in most cases these days there is some element of harassment done electronically, it's necessary that the state law be amended to be current with the technology that's being used. So we're supporting that legislation, as well as legislation where there are protective orders, which are now going to be, if the law passes, will now be put into a registry so that when police officers or law enforcement persons are called to situations where there is a question of whether there's domestic violence, if there is an order where there should have, where the person should have stayed away, they now can, will be able to pull it up immediately and not have to rely on the person who is seeking protection from having the actual order in their hands. And so both of these are measures that we see will, in our view, will help protect those who are seeking protection from domestic violence.
Yes, and save lives, not just of people suffering from abusers, but probably save the lives of some law enforcement personnel that will head into domestic violence situations, maybe with a better idea of what they might be facing.
Absolutely.
As well, the Lynx, as part of this event on Tuesday the 17th, is having a panel discussion from 11 until 12:30, linking together to protect Georgia's women and children, and that's going to be moderated by Angelique Proctor with Fox 5 and includes a very good panel that features Judge Daphne Walker, the executive director of the Partnership Against Domestic Violence, who WCLK works with along with Clark Atlanta and Verizon Wireless to produce the call to True Beauty radio program about domestic violence and healthy relationship issues. What is that panel discussion? What's the goal with this discussion?
The goal essentially is that participants will be better informed about issues related to domestic violence and child sex trafficking, but also leave with a strategy for how they can impact the issue individually as well as through their linked chapters. And so we are looking for a very robust discussion of the issues as well as strategies for addressing them.
Well, I think one answer here, and maybe off topic a little bit, but not really, because I've followed this issue and talked about it on the radio for 20 years or more. But I think that when it comes to the human trafficking issue, what is needed are spokespeople who are men who may have turned over a leaf, maybe paid the price for this, or maybe can be a role model to other men and try and stop this from the demand end. Is there any hope for that, do you think?
I think there is. There are some efforts here in the state of Georgia to address the demand issue because, frankly, as long as there is a demand for this, there will be a market and people attempting to make money from the market. And so if we could actually deal with the demand issue as a means of eliminating the demand, I think that we would go a long ways toward addressing this sex trafficking issue. The Georgia Attorney General, Sam Olens, has started a campaign a couple of years ago to the Georgia I Am Not Buying It campaign. And I think you may have seen billboards along the interstates in Georgia or Georgia's Not For Sale to promote this issue of eliminating the demand. But I do think you're right, and I have heard it in a lot of seminars recently, that if we could get more men involved who can speak to other men about the issue of demand and why this is a problem and begin to talk to our young men so that they don't believe that this is acceptable behavior, that we could come a long way toward dealing with the issue of child sex trafficking.
Talking with Nina Hickson from the Buckhead Cascade City, Georgia chapter of the Lynx about their legislative rally on the 17th. Judge Hickson, from a legislative standpoint, I mean, there's so many issues anymore where it's, right, left, Democrat, Republican, white, black, nobody's going to agree politically. But is there any real political opposition to these measures you're talking about?
Well, I can't say there's any in terms of the domestic violence. I will tell you that in terms of the sex trafficking, the Senate Bill 8 was initially called a safe harbor bill because there was a provision in there which would have provided immunity, essentially, to children who had been the victims of sex trafficking, meaning that they could not be charged with prostitution or any criminal action related to that. That provision has been taken out of this act as a means of trying to get it passed. And, you know, those of us who have been working on this issue for a while are not real happy about that being taken out. But we know that in the political process there have to be compromises. And so this at least is a first step toward at least getting the services that the girls need. But there is some perception that somehow we were moving toward legalizing prostitution, and that really was not the issue. The issue is that as a child doesn't have the capacity
right.
to consent to being raped or to having sex or however you want to put it. And so, you know, the adults are the ones who actually should be punished as opposed to the children. And so that's a little disappointment, and that's some of the pushback that we've received on the Safe Harbor bill. But we are moving forward with the hopes of providing a stream of funding for treatment. And maybe we continue the education and are in a position where we can influence the decision of law enforcement as well as prosecutors to not prosecute children who are victims.
So to keep it simple, if you hear about the Safe Harbor or Rachel's Act, Senate Bill 8, Senate Resolution 7, these are bills that are supported by the Buckhead Cascade City, Georgia chapter of the Lynx in their efforts to support women and children. Judge Nina Hickson, former juvenile court judge, you've seen a lot of this come before you, and so I know you speak from a lot of authority here. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it, and best wishes with your event next week.
Thank you so much, and thank WCLK for having me.